I saw miles and miles of Texas.
Actually, he's seen miles and miles of just about everywhere. As one of country music's most performing bands, Benson's Asleep at the Wheel is also one of the least likely of legendary Texas music stories. He's Philadelphia raised, but after hearing Bob Wills' Western swing music as a teenager, Benson focused his musical efforts on keeping swing alive. He moved to Oakland, California to play, and in so doing, met several players from Wills' band.
Meeting the old guys was such a valuable thing for us because they taught us how to play this music. Johnny Gimbel, Eldon Shamlin, Herbie Remington, a dozen others, you know, guys who we had the greatest respect for. And two of them are on this album.
The album he's talking about is the new one, Still the King. 92-year-old Billy Briggs plays sax, and singer Leon Rausch sang the Texas Playboys theme on the album.
We're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State.
Still the King is Benson's third Bob Wills tribute album, featuring dozens of legendary and new performers who join with Asleep at the Wheel to play Wills' tunes.
Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Lyle Lovett all have been on all three of the albums, I think. It's sort of a great continuity. But the whole idea of this was to bring the new people on. So everything from the Avett Brothers, Old Crow Medicine Show, The Devil Makes Three, Brad Paisley, Cat Edmondson. That's the other half of the equation, is how do we keep this music going for another 40 years? Well, get the young folks who like and dig this stuff to collaborate and get that experience.
You got to dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you.
Being an eclectic event, South by Southwest creates some odd musical bedfellows.
Yesterday, I did a panel with two big-time producers, John Aglia and Alex the Kid. John does John Mayer. The other guy does Rihanna and Eminem.
But it's also about performing music, and Benson's passion was all over the place.
At 1 o'clock, I performed at Waterloo Records parking lot, and Robert Earl Keen sang with us, and then we did our own set. Before that, we did our Bismo Records showcase over at the Saxon Pub with Dale Watson, Brendan Lee, Cindy Cashdollar, and friends. And then last night, I sang with Dale Watson for the Ameripolitan showcase. So, and other than that, I went to a few parties and shook hands.
It was there I found beside the Alamo.
Benson's 40-plus year love affair with Texas might never have happened were it not for two Texas legends who encouraged him to move to Austin.
Willie Nelson and Doug Song, both, kept saying, what are you doing in California? I said, well, got a record deal, and you ought to be in Texas. Really? Do you think we could work here? And Willie said something like, if you can play Fraulein, Cotton Eye Joe, and Bob Wills music, you can work all week.
Benson did move his band to Austin and has grown deep roots into its limestone cliffs.
You know, you're sitting in Bismo Records, and out back is the studio. We produce other artists. We try to help them with their careers because people helped us. Commander Cody, Willie Nelson, Doug Somm, Dolly Parton. These people, you know, went out of their way to help us, and many, many, many others. And so I feel obligated to do that to folks who you feel have something to say or do in our field.
What a life.
You know, beats working.
At that, the 6'8" musician stood tall and headed out to hit the road for the next gig. Over the last 40-plus years of playing in Texas, he's cast a long shadow and in the process become a music legend himself. Jack Morgan from South by Southwest for Texas Public Radio News.